Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. Jim Cafferucci is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad to have him back. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits that Create a Lifetime of Success. He's also an author, as you know. He's a professional speaker, and he's the founder of Transition Management Advisors. He's also on the board of an organization called, I've just now discovered this, folks, the Laughter Arts and Sciences Foundation. Jim Cafferucci, welcome back to the show, and how can I get on that board or join that group? I've got to have that.
Thanks, Jim, for having me back. It's a lot of fun. It really is. That has to do with my work for a client called the World Laughter Tour. It sounds kind of strange, but what Steve Wilson, the founder, he calls himself, by the way, the chairman of the board. What they do is actually do therapeutic laughter exercises, kind of like a yoga type exercise,
yeah,
in a therapeutic setting, like old folks homes and disability centers and so forth. And it there are a lot of physical benefits to doing that, and they train the folks that lead those laughter sessions. And the Laughter Arts and Sciences Foundation is to do research on the benefits of laughter in your life. So it's an interesting little twist.
Do they teach people how to laugh at themselves?
Well, yes. In fact, what they do that's interesting, Jim, is they don't tell any jokes. They don't, they don't try to create a funny situation.
Yeah, this is not stand-up. This is not stand-up comedy, right?
Right, exactly. Because you run out of jokes at some point, and
yeah,
not everything is funny to everybody. So they do laughter as an exercise, but what happens is, you know, when you see somebody laughing, it becomes contagious,
and so
that's the process that happens. But they also tie in good principles for living our day-to-day lives as well, and so it's not just laughter, but has that benefit.
Well, the reason that I was asking if they laugh at themselves, and this is why they call me the king of Segway, Jim. Is because of something that you wrote in your book, Personal Brilliance. You have four cornerstones basically that you talk about in quite a bit of your book, these are very important sections. You call the power of four, and one of them is awareness, and you go on to say self-awareness. And I like that term because that leads also to self-analysis, and I know we talked about the power of four, those four different areas, and the last time you were here, which, by the way, are awareness, curiosity, focus, and initiative. But I'd like to spend more time on awareness. Can we do that?
Sure, absolutely. I think, Jim, our audience should understand that there are a couple of components to awareness, and let's start with self-awareness. But also, there's being conscious of your environment, and then there's being cognizant of the actual problem at hand. All fit under the awareness umbrella. But self-awareness is the first, and I think the hardest part. Especially as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, we're so busy, and we know what got us here, and we've developed a confidence level, and it's very easy to lose that self-awareness or to not be up on it at all times. And it's very, very important.
What it amazes me, as I've gone through life, I've picked up a little bit of an antenna for people who are not aware of what's around them, of who's around them, what's going on around them, and they just sort of blunder around. Now, we all do this from time to time. All of us are what I've called and other people have called don't know squared. We didn't know that we didn't know. We've all blundered in to things like that. But I know people who make a living of that. It seems like it's a constant state for them, and I'm not saying that some of these people are effective people. They get things done, but they're not really aware of the mayhem that they create around them, and everywhere there is a person like that, there are people around them who are taking up the slack for them, not if not the work, the emotional damage that they're doing. And if you're the boss and you're that way, you got some unhappy employees. What do you think, Jim?
Well, without a doubt. And we've all counseled people who are having a hard time, maybe a problem at work. You know, it's very common in any business arena to overhear conversations among disgruntled employees who are complaining about their situations. You know, maybe they're bored or they've been passed over for some opportunity. And often the focus of the conversation is externally focused. Can you believe how unfair the boss is? With a small dose of self-awareness, the employees might admit that their skills are stale. And without self-awareness, important evidence indicating a need for self-development can be ignored. And that's true in my example of the disgruntled employee or staff member, but it's also true in the manager or the owner of the business. After all, I'm in charge, right? So I must know. I have before. And so we can get into that cycle very easily. And what happens is our development, our learning tends to halt. It tends to stop because we're not self-aware enough to see a gap, see something that needs to develop, or see an opportunity for some learning in the situation at hand that we're working with every day. And that's where self-awareness comes in.
I think the primary reasons people are not aware and certainly not self-aware is because they of their ego. They think that, and it's not that they think that they're so smart. It's that, although some of them do, but it's that they can't help but think about anybody but themselves. They, for some reason, they live their lives only focused on what's in it for them, and I just think that's a sad existence.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the concept of team, the concept of doing something important together is critical. And if the business owner wants to be the only one, you know, the quarterback is still part of the team. You can play that role of quarterback,
right.
but you still have to be aware of everything that's going on around you.
Somebody has to block, and somebody has to catch the ball.
Exactly right.
You can't do that all by yourself.
And if I find myself saying, boy, Jim's not understanding my point. He's just not getting it. And you know what? If that happens a couple times a day, perhaps it's my communication style that needs some work.
Maybe
not,
so.
Not the people listening.
Exactly. Jim, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. One of the things we are around here, we're aware of when we have to take a break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, and he's the author of a very important book, Personal Brilliance. And we have an announcement to make. When we come back, 20 after. Stay with us.
Show free to get ready now. Go cat go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes on Sunday, every Sunday in the afternoon by the middle of the afternoon, no later than that, and it'll get you ready for the week ahead. And also, you can subscribe to my blog, which is also found on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com, or you can just stay there and wander around to your little heart's content all you want. Jim Cantarucci is there. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. Congratulations, Jim, on the positioning of your book, the sale of your book, and the success of your book. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. A week or so ago, we reached number one in Amazon.com's self-help success category. In the overall category, we were fighting all day long with this woman named Oprah. I couldn't beat her out, though.
Who is that woman, Oprah?
Yeah, she had to write a book. It's amazing. but we did very well in the Amazon bestseller list, and obviously got Personal Brilliance into the hands of more and more people, which I think is very important and the most important part of that. So
well,
we're
congratulations
grateful to all of our readers out there.
And of course, that was all happened because you were on the show a couple of months
ago. Exactly right.
I mean, you attributed it all directly back to that, don't you, Jim?
one of the things we do in personal brilliance is try to look for the root cause, and yep. I think we found it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can see that. I get that all the time, Jim. I tell you what we need to do, though. We need to get you on Oprah's television show.
Well, I've sent her a letter that said, "Hey, you know, we've been competing here. Why don't we sit and chat about it in front of the camera?
Why don't we become partners here? That's what you should do."
Exactly right.
She's not gonna do that because that will beat her if you do that.
Right.
No, I'm teasing. I bet that'll work out. You have to let us know when you're going to be on so we can tell the audience about it.
Right. Well, just like your audience, the marketing process is in and of itself. A tremendous amount of fun. So
yeah, no question
about it. We're having a good time with it.
No question about it. Okay, we're talking about awareness, self-awareness. That's one of the four, of the big power of four that Jim lists in the book, Awareness, Curiosity, Focus, and Initiative. And you're going to come back, and we're going to continue this discussion about the other areas, because I'm very much interested in developing those as well. But I want to stay on this awareness thing. Jim, I tell my audience to forget perfection. Perfection is not possible. It's not attainable. As human beings, it's just not going to happen. But excellence is. But I believe, and I believe this very much, and I'm not going to come off of this statement. It's a very strong statement. I believe that you cannot achieve excellence without self-awareness. What do you think?
Well, there's no doubt about that. And that's why awareness is the first catalyst to personal brilliance. And just a sideline on the word perfection and being a perfectionist, we, with each of the catalysts, we talk about barriers and how to overcome the barriers. And perfectionism is one of the barriers to personal brilliance. In fact, in our new e-learning system, we actually have an exercise that calls for banishing the word perfect from your vocabulary, because it tends to slow things down, especially in the initiative area, and takes us away from the action or the completing of what we're trying to do. Awareness, self-awareness, knowing where our strengths and weaknesses are, is critical to success. And I define success, by the way, as the number of choices that you have available to you. And if you're not aware, you miss the opportunities
right.
that are right in front of your face many times.
Mm-hmm.
If we look back with hindsight 2020 glasses on, it's really easy to see. The key is to have the awareness so that in real time, when we're living our life and going through the process, we can see the opportunity and then take advantage of it for ourselves, for our business, and for our staff.
One of the things, well said, Jim, one of the things that I would like to point out, when I think of self-awareness, a lot of people think, well, self-awareness, that sounds like more self-absorption. But the truth is, real self-awareness is when you are able to see how you affect other people and how they react to you. That's how I was trained. I was trained to understand self-awareness and to use it. And I'm still not good at it. I'm working on that, Jim. I'm not perfect. I got a long way to go. But I was trained by the folks who trained me at Xerox a long, long time ago, decades ago, about the use of self-awareness. And they taught me how to see how I was coming across to customers.
Well, I would imagine, Jim, that Xerox sees the interaction as a system. And we're a part of that system. So we're talking a lot about self-awareness. We're not talking about being so self-aware that you beat yourself up
right. Or no.
So self-aware that you become narcissistic. What we're talking about is, where do I fit within this system that I'm interacting in? How do I contribute? How do I participate in that system for the betterment of the process that I'm interacting with?
And
if that's our company, great, or family, whatever it might be in our life.
And all the people involved.
Exactly.
The quarterback, the blockers, and the receivers.
What's the back and forth?
Yeah, exactly. All right, 30 seconds. What's the quickest, what's a very important awareness point you can give us, Jim?
Well, I think take time through the day to pay attention to yourself and your interaction in the system. In fact, what the environment is and how you're contributing to that environment. Just take time to do that each and every day, and it will get you down the road to developing your self-awareness.
Well said. Jim, will you come back and talk about the other power of four?
I would love to. Thanks, Jim, very much.
Give us your website, Jim.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com gets you started on the journey. Personal Brilliance Quotient, online community, and a number of features for you.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com. The book is called Personal Brilliance. It's number one in Amazon. Thanks, Jim. See you next time. Merry Christmas. Quick break. Right back with Rick Pinion. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.